Okay, welcome everyone to the April 12th, 2023 regular Board of Directors meeting. You'll all stand and join me in the flag salute. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hey, mission statement. The Big Bear Airport District serves the Big Bear Valley by providing a safe, efficient, and exceptional venue for aviation operations. Patty, we need to do the roll call and we can let principals.
Members present, please signify by saying aye. President Seifert?
Aye.
Vice President Lindsay?
Here.
Director Castillo?
Aye.
Director Hicks?
Aye.
Director Smith?
Aye.
Others present include General Manager Ryan Goss, Administration Manager Abby Erickson, and myself, Board Secretary, Secretary Patty Lopez. We welcome members of the public.
And number four is the approval of the agenda.
Changes from staff?
Directors, any changes? No. Okay. So public comments. A person wishing to comment on an agenda item should come to the podium, wait for the president to recognize them, unless otherwise provided for a specific reason. All comments are limited to 3 minutes each, with an overall total of 15 minutes. No speed may allot their time to others. Comments on agenda items concerning matters on the agenda will be heard at the time the matter is considered. Comments on non-agenda items, comments concerning matters not on the agenda will be heard during the public comment section of the agenda. The speaker's comments should be within the subject matter jurisdiction of the Big Bear Airport District Board. Please note, if you're addressing the board on items not on the agenda, the Brown Act does not allow board discussion of such items because they are not on the agenda and thus were not noticed publicly. Therefore, the board may only do the following: refer the matter to staff, ask for additional information or request a report back, or give a very limited factual response. Your comments may be placed on the agenda for future discussion. Any public for non-agenda items? Okay, special presentations or proclamations is noted as none.
None.
Good on that. Civil Air Patrol is not here. Big Bear Pilots Association, Mr. Jack.
Not here, but we don't have any news to report this month.
Okay. Consent agenda, approval of draft minutes, pages 4 through 6, and also 8.1A. Regular board meeting 4.0, March 8, 2023. And year-to-date financial reports, February 2023, pages 7 through 19.
I will make a motion to approve the consent agenda, which includes the regular board meeting minutes from March 8th, 2023, and the year-to-date financial report.
I'll second.
Director Smith, move to accept the consent agenda as written to include regular board meeting minutes of March 8, 2023, and accept and file the year-to-date financial reports. Director Castillo seconded the motion. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion to approve the minutes of the regular board meeting for Wednesday, March 8, 2023, and accept the year-to-date financial reports were passed with all members present voting aye.
Okay, number 9 is pulled consent agenda items. There were none. 10 is business matters discussion and possible action. 10.1 is discussion of possible approval of the final drawdown of the First Foundation Terminal business loan. And 10.1A is presentation by GM Goss to discuss the terms available funds for the terminal building on those pages 20 through 21.
All right. Good afternoon. I'm going to do the presentation and then we can go into discussion after that. So As you know, is May of 22, Airport secured a loan from First Foundation for the finance of the terminal building. On pages 20 and 21, we put together a brief fact sheet to kind of jog your guys' memory of what we agreed to or what we approved back in 2022. As you know, we drew down $1 million of that money to initiate the loan. The cost of issuance of that loan was roughly $120,000, leaving about $860,000 that we had Columbia Capital invest for some short-term treasuries. We made a considerable amount of money in that money market. Coming up to May next month, and I wanted to put this on the agenda for this month so we could move forward and have some time to work with Columbia Capital and move whatever potential money that you guys want to allocate for the construction of the terminal. So as you know, so we have a remaining amount of $6,920,000 that we can withdraw and use for the terminal. As you know, the market right now with interest rates are absolutely through the roof. If we were having this discussion today, looking at a loan, it would be unachievable because of what parameters we've put in, what the parameters the board put in place about the debt service as well as the amount. So I think we were able to move on this at a good time, and it's very, very cheap money right now. So if you have any questions about the fact sheet on page 21, you can look at the Excel sheet that we did. So draw one is what we drew down back in May of 22. And that shows what we're paying for the principal and interest as we speak right now. So we've paid some of those fees accordingly. Draw two, if we were to draw down the remaining $6,920,000, you'll see that our first payment would be in 24. And the third column is the total amount of the $7,920,000. We'll see that the 2024 payment would be $444,578. So the board approved a not to exceed of $500,000 for debt service for the terminal building. And we are below that. So I entertain any questions. I'm recommending that because it is such cheap money, and this is going to be our one opportunity to secure the debt, that I think that it would be advantageous for the district to borrow the total amount for it and help with with our reserves, using some of those for some other capital improvement projects that we could do in the future.
Okay. Thank you. So public comments, any public comments on this? None noted. Okay, let's start. Steve, I'll start with you.
Sure.
And we'll go around more than once if we need to.
Sure. So the way I understood it, so the rate that we got was 2.99%. And correct. That's fixed, right?
Fixed. 5 years.
Guaranteed. So we don't have to take the money, but it kind of, this little last paragraph, as you recommend, otherwise borrowing costs for a new loan would be materially higher, not guaranteed to be available. So I don't confuse on that. That we have it secured at 2.99.
Yeah, we do. So under the recommendations, the recommendation shows or says that draw the entire available amount of 6.9 on May 19th.
If I may, Ryan.
Yes.
I think the difference in what we're thinking is if we don't draw that money down, we don't have that loan. We don't have that money
part of the loan.
So it's got to be drawn.
So it has to be drawn.
By May 19th. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Clears that out.
And plus, so if we draw down, we still have the option to invest it.
Right.
It's now we're over 2.9.
Right.
So we're going to make money.
We have already.
We have. That's. Well, on the million that we've
the million we have, we've made yeah. money. So it makes sense that we should just put it in place and invest it.
Absolutely.
And we'll get into how long we put it in those things.
Well, yeah, we don't need it immediately.
But so. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't interrupt.
No, I talked to Ryan today regarding the investment portion of the money. I don't see we can lose if we're investing it. And it looks like we're getting more on the investment than we
Right. And my would be to invest those into some short term. We may break it up in not a whole all of the 6.9 into one pot. I might do some short term, some longer stuff, because I want to look at the construction schedule and look at the invoicing, you know, so we can play that. We also, the board put in a reimbursement policy when we started this. So in the event that we need to pay a large invoice, we can draw money from LAIF because we have money there. We can pay that bill. And as these monies mature, we can then draw that money down and reverse the district. So
well, that was the flexibility thing that Julie.
Yes.
Wes. Wes. They really kind of laid this out pretty well. We have all this flexibility, which is exciting to me. Sorry.
Well, is there any way to lose on this? I mean, the way we're talking right now, it seems like a win-win all the way around.
Yeah, and you know, we do have a little, the next item, just the update on the terminal building. So I will, I can give you more information about that as well. But we are very, very close. What I don't want to do is I don't want to get the airport in the situation where they were with this terminal building back in the 80s, where they started the project. We only borrowed a certain amount of money. We see how volatile the market is, and we run out of money and we can't finish the project. And I'm thinking worst case scenario, but it's happened before to the district.
I have.
What's the current interest rates, roughly?
So when I reached out to Jim Pritchard, who's our financial advisor from Columbia Capital, he basically expressed that if we were having this conversation today and trying to get a loan, it would be unobtainable. So I don't know what the numbers are because, you know, you got to look at a lot of different factors, but with him saying that it would be unobtainable means that if we were looking at a loan today, our terminal building would probably not come to fruition. Correct. Yeah.
Okay. That's all I got for now.
So as we were, this was one of the reasons why we wanted to secure funding back then with the option to draw down, is that we wanted to make sure we had a low interest rate while they were available. As the project continues, then we'll be able to, as Ryan said, we're going to use different parts of that money at different times. So investing it in some of those short-term, long-term will make sense. But if we don't draw down money, that money we don't draw down would not be available to us.
After 18th, whatever we don't draw down goes away.
Right. And so I think it's important to cut down and invest it as mine.
Chuck?
And I only bring this up because of SVB, what it went through. The funds that are not invested, where are they or where will they be?
So any of the funds that are not invested will likely be in our LAIF, which is a local area
investment
fund. It's a government funding or government
managed.
Yeah. I'm trying to explain it. Basically, it's a savings account that government agencies use.
So as long as the state doesn't go broke.
Even if the state goes broke, the money is ours. They can't touch it because we are responsible for that debt.
Okay.
So, and Leif, President Seifert and I, we've tried to move some money around, and with this whole bank thing, we've had some difficulty, but it's the easiest way for us to have
liquidity
quick. We can transfer money within a day and have that there. So whatever we don't have in short-term, long-term treasury stuff, we'll have that money there so we can move it.
Yeah, my concern was, again, just the security of the funds. You know, I don't want to have to depend on the federal government running into the Bank of America or Union Bank or whatever bank we're dealing with these days.
Yeah.
To say, okay, we'll make you whole.
So, yeah. It won't be in our checking account. I can promise you that.
Yeah, I guarantee that.
With Leif, typically the interest rate that you're getting is lower because of the security. So there's a reason to have things that we don't need right away in those other investments, but the point of Leif is very, very secure.
No,
just letting you know.
They're going to cost them a little, so if we can get 2 cents back more than we've invested, then we're doing good.
Well, yeah. Because of security, right? And
yeah, no, I'm fine with that. Just wanted to make sure we know where we're going and how secure.
And with the year to that you approved this month, you can see we have some reports in there back in the 16, 17, and 18. You know, we $46,000 in total gains in that one treasury that we have, another one that has 7,700. We're making money on it.
Well, yeah.
We haven't lost any. So we've accrued 13,000 on that one. So
I'm still amazed what it costs and what this borrow money.
Well, that's kind of why we want to lock in that 2.99.
Oh no, I don't have an issue with that at all. I just, when I look at the numbers sometimes, just boggles the mind.
It does. Well, yeah, it does. But government agency, right? Defenders of court. Let's see. So,
well, depending on what you guys choose, we'll need a motion, second, and it'll be roll call vote.
Right. Is this for 10.1 or?
Let's do 10.1. Because that is the actual discussion and possible approval of the final drawdown.
So are any public comments? Directors, any more comments or thoughts? Okay, so I'll entertain a motion to approve 10.1.
How long will we approve 10.1?
So I think we need to say for the entire amount.
For the entire amount. 6.9 million.
Director Hicks moved to approve the final drawdown from First Foundation Terminal Business Loan in the amount of $6.92 million. And Director Castillo seconded the motion.
Here, right.
I will.
6.9.
Yeah. And then Director Castillo seconded the motion. I will do a roll call vote. Director Seifert?
Aye.
Director Lindstrom?
Aye.
Director Castillo?
Aye.
Director Hicks? And Director Smith.
Aye.
Motion to approve the final drawdown from First Foundation Terminal Business Loan for the amount of $6,920,000 was passed with all members saying aye.
Okay, 10.1A, so.
So we did 10.1A and we did 10.1. So we're on.
Sorry, 10.2. Right. So current status of new terminal building temporary.
All right, so on page 22, I put together, that's my manager's report. So I just wanted to give you a brief update of where we are with the terminal building. Design team had a Teams meeting yesterday. We went through basically the overview of the terminal building. They should be submitting the plans to the county for the second time. So we've already submitted them the first time, came back with corrections. They got those corrections completed, sent it back. And it came back for a couple more corrections. So we had a total of 6 corrections for the second review. We are the demo permit, so that place. And we are really, really close. We should be submitting the final, and really the 6 comments were very, very minor. They were able to answer those with emails and backed up with documentation. So everything's there. We are really close. As you know, the loan, we're going to be moving forward with that. We're going to put that, get that in place. And with the temporary buildings, I had an inspection last week with the HCD, which is the Department of Housing and Community Development. They have approved, they gave us the final sign off on the state requirements. He did find a grammatical error within one of the cover sheets of the plans. Shouldn't be that big a deal. We've already reached out to the engineer. He's going to fix that typo. And then we are going to hand carry them to Riverside and have them review it and inspect it and stamp it. Once that's done, we will receive our state that we will plaster on the building, and then we will forward all those documents to the county. The planning side of the, now this is the county, we're done with the state. Now the county side, the planning department has approved the buildings for temporary use permit. Again, we're going back and forth today on some emails. The only thing that we have to do right now is draw the ADA compliant ramps and utility diagrams. And we should receive our permit to get those utilities installed. So I have some work to do with our local utility companies. And we're moving forward. You know, I'm hoping, you know, I was hoping that we would be breaking ground this month. But of course, we, you know, delayed with the county.
And the weather,
you know, it's been tough, but I'm taking small bites out of this. We are closer than we've ever been. So I'm not worried with the terminal building at all. I'm just, my focus is on the building. I met with our temporary buildings. I met with our IT company today. We walked the building to make sure that we can get internet, phones. We're probably going to do something a little bit different.
Fun stuff.
Yeah. Because of the location, trying to get hardwired there. So we may be going to Starlink and we may be trying that out. And you like it?
Love it.
So as long as we can get the data coverage that we need, we're going to do all voice over IP. So we're going to get some different types of phone because our current systems are old, our phone system. And so we're going to do small little upgrades here and there. And then when the new terminal building's done, that new equipment, then we'll go over here. But it's far more manageable to do voice over IP than running hard lines and that kind of stuff. So yeah, so we're really, really close. The maintenance guys have been working in there to get some of the holes from movement. We're going to start working since the temperature's going up. We're going to start getting things painted and I'm not going to do carpeting. I'm not going to get that crazy with it. I just, we're going to put efforts in there this summer and really get that wrapped up. So we're very, very close. I'm excited. So
we can anticipate the date that we're going to demolish this thing.
I'm hesitant to give you a date because
when the sledge goes up.
the reason why I'm hesitant is because nothing that's being done right now is in my control. It's all within the county and this and on both projects. And the terminal building, we're working with planning and building and safety simultaneously. And the temporary building doing planning and building and safety simultaneously. So I got literally four departments that I'm trying to work with. We had an error in the address, and that has been a 2-year deal that I've been struggling with. For some reason, they think the construction's at 756 Norfolk,
the other property.
Because we consolidated 109 parcels into the one parcel, there were 10 addresses that were associated with those, with all 109 parcels. What they did was, is when they incorporated all of those parcels, they just randomly picked that address as the home address. And so I was struggling trying to figure out how to manage this. And out of the blue, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to call Big Bear Community Service District and just ask them. And lo and behold, they're the ones that assign addresses to properties. So something that I struggled with 2 years took 5 minutes and got a letter from Mary Reeves. She sent it off to the county, and now our address is correct.
What is it?
501 Valley Boulevard. Okay. So
that's good. That's the one I know.
Yeah. So It's been hurdle after hurdle, but I think we're making good progress. And I think we have Earth Day that we're going to be doing, which includes the terminal building. So we're going to have pictures of the terminal building. I'm going to be there speaking about the terminal building. So
I was just wondering, second quarter, I'm just looking for a quarter. Are we looking at the second quarter? Are we looking at third quarter?
If we can't break ground probably by middle of summer, middle to the end of summer, probably we will wait till spring of next year, this time next year.
So when they break ground, building the new terminal or
moving? Yeah.
What will be the first thing that they do? What would we see visually? The first thing to know that, yay.
The whole thing.
This whole thing,
correct. Yeah, the whole
thing. I mean, they're just going to come in and just.
Yeah.
I'm going to get the first swipe at it.
I've got the first.
He gets the first.
He does.
Yeah.
Chuck gets the
second. Yeah, so it's.
Chuck only gets the second. He's been here longer than all of us.
Yeah, Chuck just wants to make sure that we have press and everybody.
Yeah.
So we want the world know that we're destroying this place.
Well, we'll definitely get media out here to document all. We start some.
Basically. Nothing happens until we're green lighted on the
Dover. That is correct. Yeah, because I technically could. Dover. Yeah, I could technically take the building down now, but we need a place to go. I need to make sure we have a pathway, you know, and we're getting close. It's just the weather hasn't helped us here locally to be able to get into those buildings and start doing stuff. So,
do you think maybe in 2 months you might be in there?
No,
I don't think.
Yeah, no,
there's county and.
Yeah, I got county stuff to work with, and we still got to build ADA ramps. You know, we got to have ADA egress from the parking lot because we got to designate some parking spots for ADA compliance issues. So I'm hoping by midsummer, if we're doing good, you know, I'll probably give you another update. But I'm apprehensive to give solid dates because the one I had for this month is not close. So, but there's no doubt when we're ready, because I also, depending on how things flow, the fire department, the Big Bear Fire Authority, has because I did a presentation for them. They are looking to maybe training within in the building. So once we were to move out and we get all the services disconnected, they were asking if they could use the building for a week to come in and do confinement space training, you know, venting, basically rescue, venting the roof and doing a lot of that stuff before we actually tear it down. So I think as a public service, if we have the time and the ability, I want to be able to provide that to the fire department.
Can I suggest that you call the captain of the sheriff's department also and talk to him about being able to come in here to do active shooter training?
Okay.
Clearing these different rooms. Experience I've had in trying to clear different rooms, this place will drive you nuts.
Well, yeah. Well, and there's nothing like doing it.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, really? You should try
it. You can talk it all you want, but once you do it, it's different.
Yeah, we cleared out a movie theater, and that was a joke trying to clear that with 20 deputies. So,
yeah. I'll give Captain Craig a call.
That'd be good.
Is there any going on upstairs? Is there anything of ours upstairs?
We'll make a monument to the slaughtered cow.
Please.
Yeah, so no, there.
Oh, it's not.
There's a joke. There's nothing up there.
It's a long one. Yeah.
It's, there's nothing up there.
There's rats.
No, we have an extermination. We're all good there. It's just it's not, we had started myself and Tom Hoover, we were demoing it in the anticipation that we were going to, do construction, because that was one of the things that we were hopefully trying to save money on. So because we've stopped, it's basically open space up there, so it'll make it a little bit easier for the demo. So. Yep, we're good.
Comments? Public? No comments? Thank you, Ryan.
That was good, Ryan.
Yeah, number 11, manager's report, page 22.
All right. So as you know, we brought a AT&T contract for your review last month or the month before. We finally got that executed and we're moving forward with that. We're able to increase the rates for AT&T. So we're getting $2,200 a month, 5-year initial contract with 2 5-year extensions. I think it's, with the $26,100 for the first year annually and then 3% after that, I think we got some additional income that's going to be good. So Titan Fuels is a new fuel provider that Big Bear Airport's going to use. As you all know, we're unbranded, so it allows me to shop the market. And we have 3 providers currently. And so as we get pricing on Mondays, the maintenance staff reviews that. And if we need to buy fuel, they accordingly. So Titan seems to have some really good pricing right now. And I think it's beneficial for the flying community and the airports. Air Methods. So Air Methods has been a tenant of Big Bear Airport since 2018. They share half of our maintenance hangar where they store the helicopter and they do maintenance inside there. And at one time, the airport was looking to build a snow removal equipment building, which would allow us to store our equipment in another additional building, and Air Methods would ultimately take over the current maintenance building for their due to the fact that we halted construction or the design and never even got to the construction of the SRE building, I think that we need to look at alternative places for Air Methods to base their aircraft. When they came here, their you know, it was a temporary basis to see if it was going to be a profitable endeavor for them. And they needed to at least fly roughly 15 flights a month to make it benefit them. On average, they're doing about 50 flights a month now.
Wow.
Yeah, over 450 a year. And they're here to stay. They're not going to go anywhere. So we have a tenant that is in Y1, which is the large hangar that's across the way there. And he has decided that he's going to move on, and the building is going to become vacant at the end of this month. And I thought that because it's a commercial building, it has all of the properties to run a commercial building, like the clarifier that's in the floor. So if they're washing the aircraft inside, it has a maintenance facility in there. It has like living quarters, offices, and it will advance their business here at the airport. One of the biggest struggles that we have right now is the response times. Because of the hangar is the aircraft is on the west ramp and their living quarters is on the east ramp. As they come across, you know, with speeds and aircraft, you know, because they're driving across our movement areas, it greatly impacts their response times if the aircraft was still in the hangar. So in the meantime, once we can, if we do get Air Methods into this location, we're going to do the maintenance for now, and at some point do a build out where they can have their entire crew and their entire maintenance facility under one location.
That would be better for all of us.
Yeah. Increased response times, you know, everybody's under one. The caveat to that is the door of the hangar is not efficient, which is, it's been a problem since it has been built, that it does not open all the way. It doesn't open up enough. While it has a great width where you can get pretty large airplanes in there, the tail is the concern. Now we're talking about the helicopter. The helicopter sits on a helideck, which requires a piece of equipment, piece of apparatus to move it in and out. And so for us to be able to utilize that hangar for Air Methods and for future tenants, I think in July, I'm going to be bringing a proposal to you to retrofit the door, to get rid of that style door and go to a single door. There's companies out there that specialize in doors that will allow you to open them up much further. So this new door I'm looking at literally will only take 5 inches of space, giving almost 2 foot of head clearance for the aircraft.
Wow.
So I'm right now, Abby, myself, we've been working on the budget. We're looking at numbers. And so probably July, after, you know, we approve the budget in June, you know, we'll make sure that we look at our numbers and have that ready for review and approval. So that's the building there.
But that would be that for our
snow. Correct. Yeah. So essentially that would allow us to then work on get our equipment that has been outside back in the hangar. And then likely what we'll do is the next year, you know, like 2024 or 25, we will retrofit that, because now that's going to be our maintenance hangar for good. We want to get rid of that door because that door is very, very dangerous in the wintertime because of the way it faces. The snow builds up, blows off of the roof, and goes in front of the door. So every time that we have to move equipment out, we have to hand dig that door. It's 110 feet wide. So we have to hand dig it. We get everybody assembled in the trucks, tractors. One person opens the door, we move the vehicles out as quick as we can, and we close, because any snow that builds up on that door changes the weight of the cantilever system that's in there. And And so it's very dangerous. So
it's a bifold, right?
No, this is a single door. Yeah, with cables and a very big weight. That's
kept my car. Door like that cost about
down there.
Yeah, that we're going to replace.
Well, yeah.
Careful.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what that door is going to cost down there. My ultimate goal is to get rid of a door that is an aircraft door, have some structural members put in place, and actually make drive-through, like garage doors,
like
roll-up doors. Because it meets all the snow load requirements, we won't have to do an insane amount of structural engineering for those beams to separate the door. So that door will come down, the counterbalance weight will be removed, these beams will go in place, and then these roll-up doors will be put in place. So then all it will be is, no matter how much snow's out front, we just open up the doors and we drive right out. So safety for the employees, productivity, you know, it's going to be a big deal. So
it's going to be very expensive too.
It could be
not as much as a new building.
Yeah. A new
only snow. They get to use that.
All of us. That's gonna...
Never mind. It's gonna be ours, but everybody can.
Okay. So and so that's my report. So if you have any questions, I'll be
on the internet.
No.
I think we covered a whole bunch of stuff.
We did have one quick one.
Yep.
So with the Titan Fuels, that's just an additional provider to choose from. We are not going to be branded Titan, are we?
Correct. That is correct. Yeah. I want to stay unbranded.
Yeah. A lot of FBOs.
Yeah. And that's, they've really come in here and have taken over a lot of FBOs,
yeah.
You know, so,
branding a lot of
them. And I don't have to be branded to buy the fuel from them. Awesome. I have a purchase agreement where we buy the fuel and they get a EFT transfer of funds. So yeah, it just puts more options for us.
Where does Titan Fuel reside? Where do they have to drive the trucks from?
They have different fueling areas. So they have Bakersfield, San Jacinto. San Jacinto. And then Phoenix. We get our avgas. So currently our avgas comes out of Phoenix, Arizona, where we've been purchasing our fuel. But just transportation alone is 25, 27 cents a gallon. So Bakersfield, which is much closer, just those numbers alone is a big difference. So we could see a pretty big swing in fuel prices.
Sure.
You know, it's just my ongoing question about anything new on the, you don't have to go into discussion, on this new crazy EPA fuel that we're going to have to deal with, no fuel.
Yeah.
And how we're going to deal with that.
I don't have any questions. I think the response time changes for airheads would be good.
Yeah.
Getting them on the same side would help.
Even if the helicopter and the maintenance facility is located on that side, the response time is going to be considerably different because, and for me, it's a safety issue. We have ambulances, we have the fire guys driving through our transit.
Right next to an access gate.
Yep. And so I've already had meetings with the assistant fire chief. Talking about logistics, because I didn't want to go further with this unless they were going to have some logistic issues, and diverting them over to that gate right there, within 20 feet of the gate, it's a win-win for everybody. So,
and there's no issue with them going all the way around the airport?
Nope. I talked to them and they said, you know, it's not any different from them driving through the gate and doing 5 miles an hour across the ramp, just a few minutes, you know, it's not considerable. It's not a considerable issue to them.
Okay.
expect any impact of like the neighbors, noise, anything like that? Oh, God.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible. There's anytime you have aircraft moving on the airport at night, it's, but, you know, usually
it was down there.
Yeah, I mean, if you were, you can hear the helicopter. If it's 2 o'clock in the morning and they start up there, you're hearing it there, you know, so.
And the emergency nature of.
Yeah.
Yeah, that in and of itself will be enough just to say, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So when it's your mom. So, and I've talked with the manager of Air Methods. He's completely on board. The executives of Air Methods, you know, they look at the response times. You know, when they call and say it's going to be a 35-minute ETA, that's not sufficient when it's minutes for somebody. So,
are these going to be all tenant improvements over there on the outside of the hangar door?
Yes. Well, let me back up. We're gonna have to negotiate. So we'll sit down. I'll sit down with the area manager and we'll talk about what we need to do. If there's any large expenditures or something like that, the agreement will come before you for approval before I make any decision like that. So if there's something that's questionable, I will bring it before the board for discussion and approval if it's outside my purview.
So that was, yep. Kind of separated into 12, but any direct comments?
Outstanding job by you and everybody on the staff. I can see that a lot of pieces of the puzzle are starting to come into play. This thing's starting to grow legs, so we've just got to wait on the county.
Yeah.
Things are moving along, so excellent job.
Okay.
I ditto what Steve said. I don't know how you keep saying. Maybe you're not. And happy to. Abby's been a tremendous help with everything. Thank you, Abby.
Chuck?
In a good way, I was attacked at the Crepe Cafe.
Boy, if you slurred your words, it's like you were raped.
Anyway, I was there at the window, and gentleman and his son were also there. And I had on my Big Bear jacket, and he says, "I love the shuttle from the airport here.
Yep.
Normally, I would have to walk all the distance, but now I can just hop on the shuttle and get here." And the negative comment he said was, "Make sure you put it in the AOPA directory."
That's a great idea.
That it's available. But it's very appreciative of that whole process.
Great.
Good point.
I'm excited that we are continuing to move forward. Slow steps, but we will move forward with the terminal building.
I did all of that. Thank you, public, for being here. So at this time, we are going to adjourn. Are there any public comments? None being noted, we will adjourn to closed session. Okay, here we are reconvening from the
Closed session.
Thank you. There is no reportable action. Our next meeting date will be pursuant for government code 54957.6, a conference with labor negotiators, the agency representatives, Big Bear Airport Board of Directors, negotiating with unrepresented general manager. We're reconvening to open session. There's no reportable action, and next meeting date is going to be May 10th, 2023, 4 o'clock, regular board of directors meeting at the Terminal Building, West Wing Boardroom. And this meeting is adjourned.
At same time, 5:36.
5:36. 4:36.
No, that thing's
5:36. 5:36. Excuse me.
Yeah, 4, the 436 would have been really discussed.